Saturday night, I took courier to a place in Birmingham where the au pairs often break bread. Tonight they're on the programme. There's really no connection between the two events, but just thought I'd mention them. We've also got three more tracks from the Avon Calling LP, three more from the Skids, the other side of the new special single, The Better Side in my estimation, plus Dennis Brown, IQ Zero, Mikey Dread, The Out, Fakes, Joy Division, Undertones, of course, Johnny Guitar, Watson, the Spitfire Boys, Spiz Energy's there, and we start the programme, as we often do, with Stiff Little Fingers.
No!
Suppression of the Ego night on tonight's programme. That's why I've started by segueing two records and not speaking, you see. The second of those, Spiz Energy, of course, was Soldier Soldier, preceded by Stiff Little Fingers, and we repeat their session, the excellent one produced by Bob Sargent a week or so ago, on tomorrow night's programme, along with some interesting new records, which I've uncovered in the course of the day. So there you are. And in, I suppose in some 12 minutes' time, literally millions of you, at least those of you who read The Observer or the Radio Times, will be turning on to BBC One Television to see me on Mainstream, the new weekly magazine reporting from around the country, it says in the Radio Times, on what's new, stimulating and controversial in the world of music, entertainments and the arts. And new, stimulating and controversial allegedly describes the Royal Shakespeare Company, Rex Harrison, Elkie Brooks, Ravi Shankar or myself. Well, I'm not on it. So, these are 999, found out too late.
Open out, empty spot.
Found out too late, and that's 999. And Reedy thinks it sounds like something else, and it does sound like something else, but I can't think what it is either. Au Pairs, record for 021 Records. We've played you all of the tracks from their debut release several times, and now we have a session from them. Starts with Pretty Boy. It's another winner, isn't it? You know, I mean, you could tell as soon as it started. That's the Au Pairs, and that's called Pretty Boy. And another session produced, as you might have guessed by now, actually, by Bob Sargent, who's becoming a major asset to the programme, and who certainly, in any success the programme has these days, deserves to be considered as part of that success, I think. This is the other side of the single by The Specials. Two A-sides, in fact, they are, and this is called Nightclub.
Watching the girls go by. Spending money on
that's the other side of the new special single. The one I prefer, I must confess, and that's the Specials featuring Rico. It's called Nightclub, with the addition of Chrissy Hynde on vocals. The record produced by Elvis Costello, as you doubtless know. A little too mellow, maybe, I think, perhaps, but perhaps I'll learn to like the sound. I'll get the chance anyway on Monday night's programme, when we'll be playing you tracks from the band's debut LP, and I'm looking forward to that a lot. You always say that, but it is true, in fact. The Skids from their album Days in Europa, three more tracks, the final three tracks, in fact, starting with The Olympian.
Thank you.
Tracks in a slightly different order to that advertised, but it was all the better for it, I thought. Those are the skids from the LP Days in Europa. The first of them was Thanatos, fortifies the over 40s. Every morning when I get up, rub a little into those aching muscles. You know how it is. Well, you probably don't, but it makes you feel terrific. That was followed by the title track, A Day in Europa, and then the third of them was The Olympian. Not, as I say, the order they were supposed to be played in, or indeed the order on the LP, but the order that I put them in. And, as I say, I thought a bit of an improvement. These are the Magisterians, Flute in Dove. Thank you. Very wonderful, that. I think the Magisterians are 12-inch on review records, and that's called Flute in Dub. And now another modern oldie, Someone Cares for Me. This is Johnny Guitar Watson, and in the middle of this, a guitar solo that demonstrates why he was called Johnny Guitar Watson, as opposed to maybe Johnny Ukulele Watson. Doesn't have the same ring, really, does it?
I knew someone cares for me. She calls me baby. She sits on my knee. Mm-hmm. I knew someone, yeah, in this world cares for me. Break a day, she's a wreck by my side. That pretty little girl keeps me satisfied. Mm-hmm. I know someone in this world just for me. When I'm hungry and I haven't got a dime, yeah, that little girl gives me peace of mind. I know someone in this world cares for me.
And he's still making great records, as you know. Johnny Guitar Watson and Someone Cares for Me. And my tens of thousands of fans, of particularly my young female fans in the South Wales area, are going to be terribly disappointed to learn that I shan't be involved personally to any great extent in the Radio 1 Fun Week in South Wales coming up in a week or two's time. I shall be playing, in fact, in the football match at Ninian Park on the Sunday against BBC Radio Wales, but that's the end of, beginning and end of my involvement. But here's a band called the Spitfire Boys, who come from Cardiff and record for Cardiff's Impeccable Records. I think it's their own label, actually, and a title which is Fun Time, most appropriate, I think you'll agree. We'll be right back. Radio 1 fun time. And those are the Spitfire Boys, and their first single release too. Band come from Cardiff, and I hope they'll join the millions of people flocking to Ninian Park on Sunday the 21st of October to shout things like, John Peel's even better looking than we'd dreamed, and other appropriate things of that nature. Of course, a Radio 1 fun week in Kingston, Jamaica is what I really want, but I don't suppose we're likely to get one of those. These are Vice Versa on Neutron Records, New Girls and Neutrons. Vice Versa from Sheffield, and that's New Girls and Neutrons. And in case you're listening, band, and you wonder why I haven't played the other side, it's because the copy you sent me looks as though it's been assaulted with somebody bearing us by somebody carrying a sabre. It's got a great slash across it, which makes it unplayable. Thought I'd mention that. Here's another one from the Au Pairs, who are Les Woods on guitar and vocals, Paul Fode on guitar and vocals, Jane Munro on bass, and Pete Hammond on drums. This is called Ideal Woman.
Yeah.
interlude feminism you can dance to. I mean, I've danced to it myself, except I don't like it. I've got little shrapnel in the knee. I don't like to talk about it too often. Those are the au pairs, and that's Ideal Woman. And after that, Typical Girls. Typical Girls, and those are the Slits, and that's, well, I say on the verge of the BBC charts. It's quite some way from the verge, but moving in the right direction, certainly. Or so I'm given to understand, anyway. These are Tempo. Now, Tempo come from somewhere in Germany, and this is their Subway Girl.
She was so amazing, the soul against cold. Oh boy, said, what did you mean? But I didn't, as I said, I didn't mean nothing then. Oh boy, just a train, you are so amazing, I'm gonna get cold. Oh boy, just a train, you are so amazing, I'm gonna get cold.
I said somewhere in Germany, I did actually mean Berlin, which is somewhere in Germany, but I could have been more precise. That was a tempo, and that's called Subway Girl, which is on the B-side of their first record release, which somebody sent to me from, of all places, Germany. And the band called Mick, Joe, Dave, Peter, and B-O-D-O. So I don't know whether they are actually of English origin or British origin, or whether they've just taken upon themselves English names, because that's a fashionable thing to do. Who can say? These are the Undertones. Let's talk about girls.
Not just a
talk about girls. Those are the undertones, of course. The B-side of the current single, Whizzing Up the Charts. Is it Whizzing Up the Charts? If it isn't, it certainly should be. Now on Out of Order Records, Laughing Gas. That's a laughing gas, not a very good Cockney accent there on me either. And that's called Out of Order, on Out of Order Records rather. And that was New Tart, following upon the whole series of titles there. New Girls, Ideal Woman, Typical Girl, Subway Girl, Let's Talk About Girls, New Tart. And to address the sexual balance very slightly, there are Villows and Where's the Boy for Me?
Thank you.
Villows on, what is it, Din Disc or Snatso Records. You can take a choice, really, and Where's the Boy for Me? And now, The Man Next Door. Dennis Brown, 12-inch, of course, and The Man Next Door. And speaking of The Man Next Door, Reed is going to have on his programme tomorrow night tracks by Squire, Quo, Buzzcocks, The Crooks, Angels, it says, The Ramones, The Selector, Teardrop Explodes, Stiff Little Fingers, Long Tall Shorty, The Mekons, The Action, and him, he says. Astral Glamour, this is from an EP on Black Noise. These are The Homosexuals. Obscure group, it must be said. I wonder if they ever do gigs at all. I've never seen any advertised. Anyway, those were The Homosexuals from their EP, also called Homosexuals, and that was Astral Glamour, and it's on Black Noise, a 12-inch. Three tracks from the LP Avon Calling, and the first time I played you anything from this album, I mentioned that I thought at the time that it was the compilation LP that all other cities were going to have to match, really, if they were putting out compilation LPs. Really not a bad track on it, as these three will further demonstrate. It's on Heartbeat, incidentally, in the first band of the Excerpts. We'll be right back.
the light of this experience, I can see no recompense. Living life behind a fence just makes my body tense. But if I try once, I'll try again, but always the answers remain the same. I'm not sure if I have this name for people like you and me, left out in rain. I better try the alternative. There I was sleeping, future years consoled with a fistful of tears. Cried from blind eyes, death fears much fainter than it first appears. Journeying through the dark unknown, where thoughts are crushed and imagination rolls. And souls of death lay hosting home and fear when I walk on my own. I better try the alternative. I better through. But now my plans run away through.
Well, BBC Radio Bristol are doing their job and flogging this album to death. That's from the album Avon Calling on Heartbeat. Three more local bands, the first of them Excerts and Anthem, then Apartment with a track called The Alternative, and thirdly The Numbers and Cross Slide, and the remaining three tracks in tomorrow night's programme, if I remember. I'm not sure how up-to-date this gig list we've got for the Au Pairs is, but I'll read you out what we've got anyway, for better or worse. On the 11th, that's Thursday the 11th, they're doing the Golden Eagle in Birmingham, and on Saturday, October the 13th, they're in Coventry. Then on the 18th, they return to the Golden Eagle in Birmingham. On Friday the 19th of October, they're in Brighton. On Saturday the 20th, they're in Brighton at the Polytechnic. On Wednesday the 24th, they're at the Lord Raglan in Wolverhampton. And on Saturday, October the 26th, Goldsmiths College, Deptford in London, before going on to play support on part of the Gang of Four tour. Not easy to say. Now, the next one from the Au Pairs is called Monogamy. What Are You Doing to Me?
If you don't buy it, you'll get lonely. If you defy it, you're doomed to cry. It's a big kind of hard to evade, and you only find out when you ask why.
I'm beginning to understand why they do gigs with the Poison Girls now. Those are the Au Pairs, and that's called Monogamy. What Are You Doing to Me? Very good session indeed. And I was rather surprised when I read a review of the Cowboys International LP, one of the music papers last week, that somebody described it. I should have credited them, but I can't find the review, to be honest. Somebody credited the LP, rather, as being the debut album of the year. And I was a bit mystified by this, so I put it on, and it is indeed very good indeed. It's called The Original Sin, and this is the first track on side one, Pointy Shoes.
Thank you.
was for excessive, Mike. There's a Cowboys International. I think, you know, that name militates against them a little bit. I mean, it's not a promising name, is it? The album's called The Original Sin, comes in a rather complicated sleeve, and that was Pointy Shoes. And very well-produced album, I would say, too, particularly on the evidence of that track. So a bit of a ripple for Dennis Mackay, who is the man responsible. And speaking of production, these are the Fakes. Play that despite the fact that guitarist Mary Ross doesn't like Fergal Sharkey's voice. Those are the Fakes, and that's the second record to be issued on Deep Cuts Records, and that was called Production. Good stuff too, I think. This next one is Rue Combine by the beautifully named Shenley Duffus.
Good morning, madam. Mr. Cooper, how do you do? Me hear say you buy one new pair of shoes. Me hear say you buy one brand new hat. Mr. Cooper, tell me how much you pay for that hat. Then a rook combine in a mess and dumpy. Rook combine. I said rook combine in a mess and dumpy. Rook combine. The higher the hill, the greener the grass. The younger the girl is, the sweeter she kiss. I said, rook combine in a mess and dumpy. Rook combine. Then I rook combine in a mess and dumpy. Rook combine. I said, girl in a tree, a picker a key. Why underneath a wash him khaki pants? Rook combine in a mess and dumpy. Rook combine. Then a rook combine in a mess and dumpy. Rook combine. With her big nose hole, rook combine in a mess and dumpy. Rook combine, then a rook combine in a mess and dumpy. Rook combine.
From the LP Intensified, my son William's favourite track. Have I mentioned that before? A bit sickening, isn't it, really? I shouldn't go on about it. Rook combine, and that's Shenley Duffus. And on tomorrow night's programme, amongst other things, of course, we've got that session from Stiff Little Fingers, a repeat of that, and very good it is too, if you missed it the first time round. But we also have three tracks from Joy Division from several different sources. One is a forthcoming single, and the other two are taken from Earcom 2. We'll have other tracks from that EP, LP, whatever it is, as well, and who knows what else. In the meantime, Joy Division from the LP Unknown Pleasures and Shadow Play. Joy Division, of course, and that's from the LP Unknown Pleasures. It's Shadow Play. Lots more from them on tomorrow night's programme, as I say. All unknown stuff, in a sense. I mean, the two tracks on Earcom were recorded at the same time as the LP, and the single was previewed on the TV programme Something Else, if you saw that. Who is innocent?
for love. The day you up for love, cause if I got to fit the dumb. The fire up above, if a rum is a dumb. The fire up above, if a rum is a dumb. Your robots are dumb, and your robots come up. Your robots are dumb, and then your robots come up. But we take off my town, it's a dance up around. We flash open jail, and you will run out of your bed. We pick up your shirt, you will dump it in the dirt. We take off your shoes, and everybody starts to be good guys. Some songs are really out for love, as I would say. I love you, little girl. I love a little girl who's got a soul wide world. I love you in the night to make you feel so right. I love you in the night until the broad daylight. From the wall, one green box is in it, that's it, look at what. Six of his muffins, he's acting a toughest, eating a cold away. I take him a ballet and sat down beside her and fighting with muffins away.
Dread of the Controls, Mikey Dread from the LP. The LP Evolutionary Rockers, moving on rather faster than I'd planned there, and that was Love the Dread. And this is the last from this fine session from the Au Pairs. It's called Come Again, and I hope the next time that I'm having an Indian meal in Birmingham, the Au Pairs will be able to join me for it. They tend to pay, as far as I remember. And, what else is it? Oh, no, this is it. Nothing else to say, really. Very powerful stuff, that, actually. A thoroughly demoralising song, in a sense. The other side of the coin to genre performances like Je T'aime, I suppose. Those are the Au Pairs, the last from them, and it's called Come Again. IQ Zero from Blackburn on Object Records and Insects.
Insects. Insects. Everybody kills insects.
We succeeded. Those are IQ Zero and Insects on the Object label. Small but unobtrusive. And small, unobtrusive, but very good, is what I was going to say. Object Records, I think. And that's the end of tonight's programme, on which you heard the debut session from the Au Pairs. Another goodie, it must be said. Tomorrow night, a repeat of the session from Stiff Little Fingers, plus Earcom 2, three more from the Avon Calling album, and who knows what else. I certainly don't. Good night. A one-all draw at Bolton is not a good result, is it?